This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Morning Conversation is a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. David Toll is campus administrator for The Landing, a new senior living community getting set to open in just a few months. David, thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So tell us more about The Landing.
So we are a new assisted living and memory care community coming in and due to open around July of this year. And really trying to bring something a little different to the community. It's a continuum campus, which basically means we have assisted living and a memory care, allows people to come in pretty independent and be able to stay through end of life in memory care. And we're just really excited to have a new project. It's been about 20 years since something has been built in the community new, so we're excited to have that.
So how long have you been here working on this?
I started December 1st and then brought on my marketing director in January, and we've just been plugging at it and just got our office set up last week, so we're ready to go.
What kind of background do you have working in things like this?
So I've been in healthcare in many different facets since about 2009, and just kind of been rolling with things. Started as a maintenance director, worked my way through just about everything in healthcare, and did some regional operations, and started my own business and operated adult foster care homes for about 10 years. And now we are ready to do something a little bit different and get back into assisted living. And I love doing this in this community as well.
And where is this going to be located?
So we're just behind Sherm's off Edenbauer. So if you go past the Evergreen Family Medical off Edenbauer, we're to the right-hand side, right next to Dr. Gady's office. Great location, close to shopping, and just the views are amazing. We go up four stories, and so it's kind of amazing what the residents are going to have for views as well, and just location's great.
So how many people ultimately, once everything's done, would be able to be there?
So 73 assisted living apartments, and then we also have 21 memory care.
And obviously, this area and just nationally, there's a sort of a grain of society. There's an increased need for things like this, and you talked about this concept being a little different.
Yeah, so it really focuses from the top all the way through in this company. It's locally owned and operated management company. They're out of Eugene, Oregon. The owners are very intimate and involved. I've worked for a lot of corporations in the past, and they just really haven't had that same feel and culture. And because of the support that we have and the fact that they truly believe in providing a quality service for our community, that's really where we're going to be different and better. You know, having two guys that live in Eugene, Oregon, that manage Compass, and then some of our other investors like Paradigm, when they're located locally and stay very involved, I think that really sets up for something different and better than a lot of the other places in the area.
A lot of times when people get to the point where they need assisted care, you don't know how long they're going to remain there before additional resources are needed. And it sounds like you feel like this model will let folks go through that decision-making process essentially once and then have a location where they can just move within its boundaries.
Right. And that's always our goal, is to have somebody move in, make it their home and their forever home. You know, that's really what we look for. And our company has also come with something that's just amazing, which is a lifetime promise, which really can create some security with the finances. And, you know, a lot of our seniors coming in are worried about what happens when my money runs out. Why is the rates increasing annually and services changing? Well, this specific model allows somebody to come in and lock in a rate, and it'll stay that way for lifetime. I mean, there's some things that we have to go do assessments, evaluation process, and whatnot to establish that base rate. But once that's established, it is in and truly will not change. And that's just something that's not really heard of in a lot of different areas.
So talk about kind of your company's philosophy about how you're doing this level of care.
So truly through and through, we're guided by goodness, loyalty, faith, and fun. And we live it, breathe it. It's just, it's just doing the right thing, making a better day for every individual, every resident, and everybody we come in to have interactions with each day. And when you believe it and you own it, it will show in what we provide to this community.
So have you already started the process towards hiring local staff?
I have been interviewing and really trying to line some people up. I'm really into finding local qualified people who want to make a difference and not just want another job. So I have started that process. I believe I had some really good candidates lined up. We've also started taking deposits, and people are starting to get excited about that process. So they can come in at any point, join us at our office, and start making reservations.
Now, you mentioned part of your philosophy, fun, and I'm not sure I've ever heard that in this whole arena of care. Talk about that.
So fun is truly like, You in this situation to where you have somebody who's moving out of their home, wanting to do something that is very scary and intimidating, we want to make that process fun for them, fun for us, a nice place for people to go to work every day. And that doesn't always happen. And, you know, Christine and I are starting this culture of truly having fun. I mean, we're going to provide something that most people will envy. And it's truly, I want to have fun. I want to smile at the end of the day. I want to go home and know I did the right thing. And that's what's fun for us, is providing something that, I don't know, just providing something different.
So if you're planning to open this summer, what are you doing in terms of getting things ready?
So we have some events that we're planning right now. We have something that's coming up April 19th is one of our events. That's our Dusty Boots. This is where somebody will be able to, well, everybody, we would like the whole community to come and join us. And it's a sneak peek at what we're going to have to offer, and really give people a good idea of our footprint, meeting a lot of the corporate members as well as much team members that we have available at that time, and just get to know what we're going to be all about. We also have Caring is What Makes Us Human. This is an event we're going to be doing at the Senior Center, and this will really give a lot of the community, caregivers, residents themselves, anybody who wants to come and learn a little bit more about the intimacies of caregiving and really what that has in our philosophies within Compass. And the last thing that we're really working on and excited about is doing a fundraiser for the Senior Center. And we're looking at trying to do that around May 17th. And all of these things, we're going to be using the newspaper and more radio just to let everybody know that we want them to come out, and we're really trying to help the community as a whole.
Now, I noticed here in some of the notes, you talk about kind of having a restaurant-style element to the food program.
Yeah, very exciting and very important. We've toured a lot of places all over Oregon, and basically the biggest concern seems to be the dining program. You know, the food isn't quality. You know, they go on a doctor's appointment, they come back, and they get something very limited. We truly want to offer a 7-to-7 dining program. We consider that an all-day dining program, and restaurant style. So if they come down at 10 o'clock and they want to order something, they've got a menu they can open up, choose what they want. They'll have a server to their table taking their order, bringing that back. So really kind of stepping up and allowing people to really get what they deserve in a setting like this, and be more of a five-star experience for them.
So if you end up with an early afternoon medical appointment, you come back at 2, you don't get somebody that tells you missed lunch and,
nope.
Well.
Nope, doesn't happen that way, not here. We will always take care of what they need, and our goal is really, it's resident-based. We want to provide an environment that is truly conducive to what each individual wants and needs. And dietary is one of the biggest things with that.
So if people want to find out more, you've got the events you mentioned, how do they contact you?
So you can give us a call at any time, 541-672-9696. You can also shoot us an email. Email is, crose@landingsl.com. That goes directly to my marketing director, Christina. She will be happy to set anything up for you. And then you can obviously visit our website, our Facebook page, at The Landing. So just reach out there to us. We are here to help and do what we can.
All right, David Toll, Campus Administrator for The Landing Senior Living Community. Thanks for coming in this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much.
841 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.